You got church services on Sunday. You got church services on Wednesday. You got special events. And we still seem so hopeless.
Dr. Tony Evans says as a nation and as individuals, we need the new life that only the Lord can give us.
God does let you get low so that you can discover only He can raise dead people.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Despite what people say about global warming, the spiritual climate seems to be cooling off fast these days. So today, Dr. Evans talks about how that trend can be reversed. Let's join him.
Our nation is in trouble. People are worried and fearful about their 401ks or 403bs, and their retirement, their jobs, their livelihood, their stability, or the maintenance of their homes. We're in this crisis because of sin, because the Bible calls greed sin. God told Ezekiel in chapter 37, I want you to go down that valley and I want you to look at those dry bones. The hand of the Lord was upon me, verse 1 says, and brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley of bones. He caused me to pass around them to check it out. And behold, there were many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they weren't just dry. He says they were very dry. Now the question is, what are dry bones? Verse 11 tells you, he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. And we are completely cut off. He says, dry bones was the whole nation of Israel in a hopeless situation. That's dry bones. They were very dry, he tells us, because they had been there in that place a long time. Dry bones is being in a situation where you don't see a way out. It is being in a scenario of major collapse, and you want to know, how in the world is this going to get fixed? Dry bones is where your situation, and in the case of Israel, their national situation, was in major collapse and calamity. It was where stagnation had occurred, dashed dreams and hopes, barrenness, desolation, and there was no hope. Historically, they were now living in Babylon. They had been taken captive by the Babylonians. And he makes the statement at the end of verse 11, and we are completely cut off. What people do not understand is that your situation in life, your Sitzenleben, your circumstances are tied to your spiritual foundation. And so since sin was at the base of the economy, it has now over time worked itself out so that we are scrambling to find an answer because we never connected our spiritual situation to our social dilemma. He says, son of man, let me show you this valley, this hopeless situation that this whole nation is facing right now. They have been cut off. They have been disconnected with me and from me. And now chaos rules. In the middle of this chaos, God has reminded the prophet Ezekiel about a promise he made. God had made a promise to his people, and that promise is stated in chapter 36, verse 24. I will take you from the nations, gather you from all the lands, and bring you into your own land. I'm talking about Israel in the Old Testament. He had made a promise. In spite of the fact that I'm going to spank you for disobedience, there will come a day when I'm going to bring you back home. And so, Ezekiel, here's what I want you to do. I want you to prophesy. I want you to speak my word into this situation. So I want you to talk to dry bones, to hopeless situations. And I want you to let them hear the word of the Lord. Now, Ezekiel, I don't want you to tell them what you think. I don't want you to give them human ideas and opinions. I don't want you to give them the populist viewpoint of the day. Nor do I want you to cater to their emotional well-being. I don't want you to give them psychological analysis. I don't want you to give them humanistic points of view. I don't want you to give them the latest Gallup poll so that they know what most other folk think. I don't want you to give them what will make them feel good. Why do you want me to give dry bones the word of the Lord? Because until they become very dry, they're not willing to listen. See, as long as they're not very dry, as long as they think they can do this on their own, as long as they think they got enough education to pull it off on their own, as long as there's enough money in their bank accounts and their credit cards are working for them and they haven't paid attention to 18% interest, as long as they can pull it off themselves, they ain't dry enough. So wait till I didn't even call you to this valley till they were very dry. Because I wanted them to be so low in their own view that they recognize we are in a hopeless situation and we are cut off. We can't fix this. I mean, many of you will leave here today feeling okay. But if the wrong person says the wrong thing at the wrong time in the wrong way, all your religion and the good feelings you had while you were in service will dissipate because they are unreliable. If a person cuts you off, you might use language straight from hell. And the person in the car said, well, didn't you just come from church? He says, I prophesy, speak to them the word of the Lord. They need a divine word, not just a stimulation. They need a divine word to their dry situation. But it's still a hopeful word because he says, because I will cause breath to enter into them that you may come to life, I will put sinews, muscles on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover your skin and put breath in you that you may become alive and you will know that I am the Lord. So you speak to these dry bones and you tell them, this is how you got here. You got here from your rebellion, but now you're in a hopeless state and you know it. That's where I want you. So now I can bring the word to you because now you've been made ready to receive it. Your dryness has prepared you to receive it because you can't fix it. So you let them know what my plan, what my program is, what my prophetic word is, what the word of the Lord is to this specific broken situation. You prophesy my thoughts, not your thoughts. Verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. I spoke what I was told to speak. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. So I'm prophesying and I heard a noise. There was some rumbling. And behold, a rattling. Click, 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 click. And the bones came together, bone to bone. Toe bone got connected to the foot bone. Foot bone got connected to the ankle bone. Ankle bone got connected to the leg bone. Leg bone got connected to the thigh bone. Thigh bone got connected. And stuff started to come together. Stuff that was disconnected, confused, disassociated, unrelated to one another. Stuff that was all disassembled, like puzzles in a puzzle box, got connected. He said, when the word of God was spoken and responded to, connectivity occurred where there was disassociation and disconnection for a long time because they had been very dry. So they've been hanging out in confusion, frustration, argumentation, disassociation for an extended period of time. But when the word of the Lord was given to people who were now ready to receive it because it had gotten very dry and they couldn't fix it themselves, he says stuff started to shake, rattle, and roll. And they became connected. So guess what you now have due to the proclamation and response, because they responded, the bones were moving, and response to the word of the Lord. You had order and organization. Because things that were disconnected are now connected. So you've got order, And you got organization, because things are now hooked together correctly. Order and organization. So what you don't have is the chaos, because you got bones now that were disassociated, connecting in the right place, in the right spots with one another. You have order and you have organization, but we still have a problem, because verse 8 says, but there was no breath in them. Well, watch this now. You can have order and organization and still have no life. Now you need order and you need organization, but what good is a body with all the bones connected if it's still in a coffin? Now, if it's going to go anywhere, it does have to have bones that are connected, but having bones that are connected doesn't mean you're alive. Frankenstein had bones that were connected, but it lacked life. You can list all the programs you want. You can have all the plans that you want to make. You can have an organizational structure that is impeccable. You can have every leader in the right spot, every person in the right pew, but that doesn't mean you're alive. That just means you're organized well. But it doesn't change your problem. It just prepares you for your problem to be changed.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with more on how that changing process actually works. Do you ever get interrupted and wish you had a rewind button? We have a great solution. Make a donation right now to support Tony's teaching ministry, and we'll send you not only today's message, but all 14 lessons in his current 2-volume teaching series, Revive Us Again, including material we don't have time to include on the air. Take advantage of this special offer before time runs out by visiting TonyEvans.org or call us at 1-800-800-3222. Our resource center never closes. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will continue today's lesson after this.
The picture-perfect white sandy beaches of Jamaica, the crystal-clear waters of the Caymans, a private island in the beautiful Bahamas. It's all part of a luxurious 7-day cruise for pastor's wives, hosted by Lois Evans this February. An adventure you'll share with sisters who understand the life you lead and the special challenges that come along with it. Special speakers and session leaders include Priscilla Shire, Debbie Titus, Crystal Evans Hurst, Meredith Shepherd, Gloria Morrow, and Rhoda Gonzalez, with worship by Carolyn Traylor. You'll find fresh insights, new friends, a safe place to share, and plenty of this. Restful peace and quiet. The Pastor's Wives Ministry Cruise, February 22nd through 29th. Sign up now while space is still available. Get the details and make your reservations today at TonyEvans.org.
One of the problems we have is everybody's out of order. You got men out of order. You got women out of order. You got leaders out of order. You got members out of order. We got everybody out of order. And they wonder why I'm still in this valley. You're out of order. The word of God is to put you in order. Connect this bone with that bone so that the bones are in the right place, which positions you for life. But it doesn't give you life. You can read the Bible all day and it'd be a dead book to you. And you know it's a dead book, you're still in the valley. And you're still dry. Oh, but watch this now. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus saith the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may come to life. All right, watch this now. He says, prophesy to the bones and then prophesy to the breath. Speak the word to the hopeless situation, the people, and then talk to the wind. The Hebrew word breath can be translated in one of a number of ways. Translated breath, it can be translated wind, or it can be translated spirit. It's the same word. In fact, notice what he says in verse 14. I will put my spirit within you and you will come to life. Well, compare that with verse 9. He said, prophesy to the breath so that they will come to life. So the breath is the same as the Spirit. Remember when the Bible says on Pentecost, the Spirit came like a mighty rushing wind? So when the Bible speaks of the wind spiritually, it's talking about the movement of the Spirit of God. Because the scripture says it is the Spirit that gives life. It is the Word of God that gives order. This is what God says you are to do. This is the position you're supposed to be in. Order yourself by the steps of the Word. So you make the decision, I'm going to arrange my life, arrange my affairs, arrange my relationship, arrange my finances. I'm going to arrange myself according to the order of the Word. So that gives you order and organization. But you know you can make a decision to do that and be frustrated while doing it. You can make a decision to do it and be irritated that you even have to do it. You can make a decision to do it and not like doing it. That's because you've made the order decision without having the life to go with it. You need the life to go with it. The Spirit gives life. He tells the prophet, after, watch this, talking about order, watch the order. You prophesy the word, but you, I don't want you to miss this. You prophesy the word, but don't say anything to the Spirit until the bones respond to the word. The Spirit does not come until the bones respond to the word. A lot of people want to get the Spirit when the bones haven't responded to the Word. And if the bones haven't responded to the Word, there will be no wind blowing of the Spirit. So the reason we're not getting the Spirit is that the bones have refused the Word. So the Spirit's going to hold back and not move because the Bible calls it the Spirit of truth. So the Spirit wants to see the bones move. And when the bones move, the prophet can then call the Spirit and the Spirit will begin to blow and bring life to them bones. So that now the Spirit of God is now infusing it. See, you either don't have the bones connected because there's no response to the word, or you haven't called the Spirit in who gives life to the bones once they are connected. You must have Spirit and truth. The Bible says a lot of churches have truth and they're dead with doctrine. They know all the Bible facts, but they don't have any life. Other people talk about Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, but the bones are still disconnected. So you can talk Holy Ghost all day, but it's not connected to the word of the Lord. So these bones are still not functioning. But he says, if you get the bones right based on the word, then you can call on the Spirit to blow through and make you alive and hopeful and fruitful and productive. Look, we've all, or many of us have been on the side of the road needing a jump start. You're trying, you're sitting in there, you're pumping on the gas, you click, 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 click. You've done all you know to do. Finally, when you come to the end of yourself, when you recognize I can't solve this death, I can't resurrect this car, that you call somebody to face their car to your car. They go pull out some cables and they connect their negative to your negative. And they're positive to your positive, while they have the life of their engine on. With the life of their engine on, and therefore the power of their battery at work, your dead battery piggybacks on the life of their living battery until your dead battery comes alive. Now, you already got all the stuff under your hood. You already got the motor. You even have the battery in the right place. It's just not alive until it piggybacks on the life of another. You can have all the stuff right. We can have the best programs. We can have everybody in the best position. But unless we piggyback on the life of the Spirit, you have dead programs run by dead people, led by dead leaders. People, everybody, oh, they're in the right place, but they're not alive. But you can't prophesy to the wind until you've prophesied to the bones. He couldn't talk to the Spirit. And so you could be praying all day long, God, change me, God, change me, God, change me. God is saying, but your bones are still out of place. Your bones are still disconnected. Your bones are not in harmony. You align your bones, order your steps according to my word. Then you can call on the Spirit, because the Spirit only responds to truth. Verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Revival is when you become alive. The issue is deeper than our socioeconomic situation. That's fruit, not root. Right now, talk to God about your own revival, because it starts with you, your spot in the valley.
If you've never experienced what it's like for God to breathe new life into your dead bones, that can happen for you today. Tony's back to explain how.
If you want to know for certain that you're on your way to heaven when you die, then I invite you right now to go to Jesus Christ and let him know that you believe he died for you, that you believe he arose for you, and that you want to put your trust in him alone for the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of eternal life. If you really want to go to heaven, he'll give you a free ticket there, but you must go to him for it and believe him to give it to you. If you do that, you'll be saved right now.
Find out more about what it means to be a real Christian. Visit TonyEvans.org and follow the link that says Jesus. There, Tony will explain everything you need to know, and you'll find some free resources to get your new life started right. Before Dr. Evans returns with a final illustration, a quick reminder. Today's lesson is available for you on CD as a part of a 2-volume series called Revive Us Again. Just invest in Tony's ministry by making a donation, and we'll send you all 14 messages to show our appreciation. Make the arrangements today at TonyEvans.org or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222, open 24/7 for your convenience. When you're in touch, get a copy of Tony's featured movie, Kingdom Men Rising. It debuted in theaters earlier this year, and now it's available on DVD. It shatters stereotypes and paints a real-life picture of manhood at its best, teaching men to keep promises instead of secrets, to rebuild lives, not just engines, to follow Jesus more closely than football. God has a special calling for men, a calling that can change our homes, communities, and nation. Kingdom Men Rising equips you to rise to that challenge. Request it today at TonyEvans.org or call 1-800-800-3222. There are a lot of Christians running around who sound like they've experienced revival, but are every bit as dead inside as ever. Well, on Monday, Dr. Evans will explain that there are two parts to revival, and being only half revived doesn't get the job done. Right now, though, he's back with a final thought to wrap up today's lesson.
I had a problem in my house. My heater went out a couple years ago. My heater went out, and it was cold in winter, and it was freezing. I called the guy over and the repairman over. I said, look, my heater is broken. My heater is broken. It's not working. It's freezing in here. Will you get over here and fix it, because it's broken. It's broken. It's broken. He came over, and he looked at my heater. He went in my garage and looked at my heater. He said, your heater's not broken. All your parts are connected. Everything is connected to where it's supposed to be connected to. He says, but you do have a problem. He says, in your heater, in fact, in everybody's heater, there is a little piece called an igniter. He says, the job of the igniter is to send the message to the heater. It's okay to warm up. If the igniter doesn't send the message, it's not that your parts are broken, it's that they're not getting the word. They're not getting the message that they're supposed to function based on the fact of their organization, because the igniter is not sending it. Once you respond to the word, that takes care of all the parts. It means that the parts are in place and the parts are working. But until the Holy Spirit quickens or ignites or brings life, the body that's now connected doesn't get the message. So you can come here every week, and if the Spirit does not speak, you'll hear the word, but you won't get the message, and you won't get on fire for Jesus Christ, and you won't feel alive because the igniter is not working.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.